This is GQDN for Wednesday, November 29th, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/groupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get your drink mixes. Put in the code QUEST and get 25% off of your purchase. By patreon.com/groupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have the Dragon Dogma 2 coming out, Xbox talking about AI, and Blizzard asking about a DLC. But today we begin with a new class action lawsuit against Take-Two and 2K, and GameSpot.com's got the news. So, GameIndustry.biz did bring up the lawsuit that was filed on November 17th. That was in the California Northern District, and the class action lawsuit did accuse both companies of Take-Two, the parent company of 2K Games, so both of those companies, of deceptive business practices. In fact, the suit does emphasize that the big annual games, like NBA 2K, currency does purchase expires when the game's online servers cannot be refunded or transferred to a newer title. Now, these are the parents that are representing their child that have filed the lawsuit, which is talking about, quote, equitable, non-monetary, and monetary relief, end quote. So what will come of this? We might keep our eyes on this one. Now, Gran Turismo World Series will conclude in Barcelona. This comes to us from the PlayStation blog. And that will be Friday, December 1st for the Manufacturers Cup, Saturday, December 2nd, and the Nations Cup will be on Sunday, December the 3rd. And they did give the broadcast schedule, which will be about 1 o'clock Friday and Saturday, and 10 o'clock Sunday. So we'll see what happens with that. And that's Eastern Times. But it is worldwide. Now, we go to the Xbox CFO, because GamesRadar.com did say that he was excited about AI. And the CFO is Tim Stewart, as he spoke at the Wells Fargo TMT Summit. So here's what he said, quote, on the developer side, you think about the millions and millions of dollars in the game spent on localization, script, how you think about players moving from point A to point B, you have a non-player characters have a dialogue. AI can take care of that. You now say, I need the player to get from A to B, and instead of having to write thousands of lines of scripting or code, you'd have the AI to get you from A to B, things like localization and putting things in new languages. When we think about game testing, a million AI bots can run through a level of Minecraft and find where players get stuck, where they spend money, how they think about the level. So this is, pun intended, game changing for the developer. And yes, he did speak more about that. But Eurogamer.net did say that, well, the Untitled Goose Game is teaming up with Among Us. So how would that look? Well, there's going to be a lot of cosmetic collaboration in the game. And that would have 70 new wearables that was inspired by Alien Humid, Castle Crashers, Celeste, Crypt of the Necrodesser, Hat in Time, Undertale, and the Untitled Goose Game. So in fact, Among Us did get up on Twitter and make that announcement. Quote, the indie Cosmogu, our biggest Cosmicub, is out with update V2023.11.28. So, yesterday. Celebrate indie games with our latest collaboration featuring Ahead in Time, Behemoth, Celeste, Crypt of the Necronancer, Undertale, and Untitled Goose Game. In fact, Panic did say on X, Untitled Goose Game is in Among Us game. Check out the indie game store and now get the indie Cosmic Cube and show off our new bean look. So cool to be part of a bunch of other fellow indies. Can't wait to see you represent as the imposter. Now, VG247 did ask if Blizzard could be asking Diablo 4 to see if they're okay with a $100 DLC. So the first expansion was announced at BlizzCon, and that is the Vessel of Hatred. But they don't know how much it's going to cost. Now, there was a survey that had multiple questions about different potential price points for a DLC. And that was $50, $70, $80, $100 with the four different price listed tiers. So what would that actually cost? Well, keep an eye on it. Talking about not just an expansion, but maybe a DLC that goes with it. What else would cost? Well, maybe Dragon's Dogma 2. And yesterday they did provide a release date. So, on Twitter, Dragon's Dogma did say Dragon's Dogma 2 is coming to PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, and PC Steam on March 22nd, 2024. It's pre-order now. You can check out the latest trailer revealed in Dragon Dogma 2 Showcase on YouTube. So it's on pre-order, and it will arrive on March 22nd, 2024. And they made that announcement there yesterday. So interesting, right? Thank you, Engadget. Nintendo Life did say that Professor Layton and the New World of Steam will release in 2025. Now Vision Showcase, which is the publisher and developer, did share some gameplay trailer for the game itself. And it does have some DS puzzle series, so it's got some puzzles to it. But then again, when it comes to sales, PlayStation 5 did have a slim bundle deal, and DualShockers.com did say that it reduced the price of the Spider-Man bundle. So, the PlayStation 5 disc console slim with the Marvel Spider-Man 2 bundle is now $499, so you can save $60 there. And the PlayStation 5 disc console slim with Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 bundle is down to $499 too, so $500. Save $60. So if you compare that to the actual consoles themselves, one game would actually cost nothing. So you're actually getting a game for free if you get the bundle, because they're $499 for the PlayStation disc console slim and $450 for the regular PlayStation 5 digital slim. Now, what could be the best video games for kids? Well, PC Games N did provide a bit of a list for the kids. So if you're looking for some Christmas gifts that your kids don't have, then they play video games, you can look at Peppa Pig, World Adventures, Donut Country, Sackboy, A Big Adventure, Seiko no Tetsujin, whatever, Minecraft, Lego Star Wars, Fortnite, Goat Simulator 3, and Roblox. I'd be careful with Fortnite myself, but that's an opinion. I'm going to try to keep the opinions out of the podcast. Damn me. Oh, a Baldur's Gate 3 might have some raunchy comments, but Allison voice actor did talk about that because the players took to Reddit to talk about Dave Jones' proactive replies to Allison threads on social media. Now, the voice actor has been quite the attitude on his post about his romance scene in Baldur Gate 3. And yes, the people loved it. So even the Elon Musk was talking to Asmongold's tweet about that with a barren sweat emojis. Yes, he did. Now, PC Games N did say that we got some sticky games. We got some sick games, strategy games, and they're less than $2. It's almost free. And it's called Theme Hospital. It's on GOG, G-O-G, for $1.50. For $1.50. And it's all about strategy. So go get it. Go play it. This has been a Dawn Forge production. No show tomorrow. Hey, birthday week. Birthday on Saturday. You know, I'll be playing some games. So you go play some games too. We'll see you again on Friday. Bye.